This is Akashvani. The news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today arrived at Warsaw on the first leg of his two-nation visit to Poland and Ukraine. He was accorded a warm welcome at Warsaw Military Airport in Poland. He also received a traditional welcome by the Indian diaspora at the hotel. Mr. Modi laid a wreath at Jam Sahib Navanagar Memorial, and he will also lay a wreath at a monument to the Battle of Monte Cassino and Kolhapur Memorial. Later, he will attend a community event in Warsaw and engage with the members of the vibrant Indian community. Earlier, in his departure statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Poland is a key economic partner in Central Europe." He said, "India-Poland mutual commitment to democracy and pluralism further reinforces the relationship between the two nations." On his Ukraine visit, the Prime Minister said he will be visiting Ukraine at the invitation of President Volodymyr Zelensky. He expressed hope for an early return of peace and stability in the region. President Draupadi Murmu today hailed the creation of online employment due to increasing internet accessibility in remote areas. Addressing the fifth convocation of J.C. Bose University of Science and Technology in Faridabad, Haryana, the President said that at present the whole world is in the era of the fourth industrial revolution and India is also ready to take advantage of the opportunities and face the challenges of it. The Election Commission today stopped the result announcements of the ongoing recruitment process in Haryana until the completion of assembly elections in the state. The commission took cognizance of the complaint received from Congress leader Jairam Ramesh regarding alleged violation of Model Code of Conduct in the process of recruitment against 5,600 vacancies for the post of constables in the Haryana Police and recruitment for various posts by Haryana Public Service Commission. The Commission said, in order to maintain level playing field and to ensure that no undue advantage is accrued to anyone, it directed the state government not to declare the result till the completion of elections. In Andhra Pradesh, 7 persons were killed and over 30 others were seriously injured in a reactor explosion at Essentia Pharma Company in Achyutapuram SEZ of Anakapalli district today. The district official said the injured persons have been admitted in the hospitals for treatment. Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu has expressed deep shock over the loss of lives in the explosion. He directed the district collector to provide assistance to the victims and announced that the government would support the families of the deceased. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has asked the social media platforms operating in India to comply with a recent Supreme Court order related to the identity of the deceased in the R.G. Kar Medical College incident. The Supreme Court in its order has directed that all references to the name of the deceased along with photographs and video clips depicting the deceased be promptly removed from all social media platforms and electronic media. The first National Space Day 2024 will be celebrated across the country on 23rd August. Addressing a curtain raiser press conference in New Delhi, Minister of State for Space Dr. Jitendra Singh said, "This is the first National Space Day to be observed and it is not only a day of celebration but also a day of reflection, introspection and charting for the future." And India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Tripura during the next 2 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over Kerala and extremely heavy rainfall over Lakshadweep during the next 24 hours. The weather department has predicted light to moderate rainfall over Uttarakhand, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi during the week. And that is the end of this news bulletin.